The following podcast is a presentation of the Washington College of Law at American University. Any unauthorized use or distribution is strictly prohibited.
Okay, so I'm David Snyder. I'm the director of the Business Law Program. And I'm also one of the co-conveners for what gets called the Business Law Faculty Practice Group. And the other co-convener... You know your friends at the university when they use names like co-convener. And it is Nancy Abramowitz. And Nancy, Professor Abramowitz is the director of the tax clinic, and she teaches courses related to tax. They're often done sort of by the tax practice groups of law firms, particularly employee benefits, where, by the way, there are lots of jobs. It's highly technical, but very interesting area. She's an expert in it. She was a partner at Arnold and Porter downtown before coming here. And the thing is, they're having all-day clinic training today. So she is just going to take a break from that for a little while and come in and say hello at some point. I'm not entirely sure when. So you'll get to meet her. So I think I said I'm David Snyder, director of the Business Law Program. I did that. And then... Jaime Garcia de Paredes, who's back there, and if he stood up, you would see, yeah, he's the really tall one. He's the Dean's Fellow for the Business Law Program, and I just mention all that because no is one L. Sometimes, I hate going into situations where everybody seems to know each other, and they're like all pals, and it's like... So you can just email us. It's really okay. And I talked to one or two 1Ls already who felt like, oh man, you know, we're behind. Stuff has been going on all first semester. We're not even allowed to do a lot of this stuff. And don't worry, you're not behind, and don't feel left out. And if you want to talk to somebody right away about whatever it is, the best thing to do is to just email one of us. And I started to write our emails up there, but I thought, you know, students, you can find our email addresses. We're on the web. Can they find your email address? Or BLP info works, right?
Yeah.
So if you want to get in touch with Mr. Garcia de Paredes, you can email BLP, that's Business Law Program Info, at WCL.American.
Gmail.
At Gmail?
Yes.
So this is all by way of welcome to the Business Law Faculty Practice Group. And I don't want to talk for too long because I want to get your questions. But I want to give you a little bit of an orientation. So if you haven't seen this before, click on that, you'll get to our webpage. And the Business Law Program here is, it's actually pretty huge. And I, of course, am biased, but I think really, really good. Oh, and here's Professor Abramowitz. So, spotlight on you, Nancy.
I'm wondering why you're sitting in the dark.
So, I don't know how much time you have.
I've got 15, 20 minutes.
Okay, so I'll just finish this piece, and then I'll the picture. Okay, so anyway, this is the Business Law Program website, and the semester is just getting underway. There are a bunch of events that are about to go up under upcoming events, probably... between half a dozen and a dozen events that you'll see appear there probably in the next week or so. And so all kinds of information that you'll find there about events and stuff. But the sort of the pride and joy is the curriculum of the program. So if you have this huge blue button, people couldn't find it, so we made it that big. Shows you that the curriculum here in business law is just immense. And we've got it all broken down into different practice areas. It hasn't bothered you yet because your choices are pretty much made for you as one else. One of the problems here is we have so many great courses, it's actually hard to figure out what to take. And the first thing we did was organize them, and we organized them not in the sort of law school way, but more in the law practice way. And as you begin to think about what kinds of areas you might be interested in, you might check out just the way we've organized the curriculum or this presentation of the curriculum. And you can think, oh yeah, what about that, or what about the other thing? And a big problem for everybody who's new, and when else are of course necessarily sort of new, is the thing you think you're interested in is the thing you know about. And often there's a lot out there that you don't even know about, and those often are where the best opportunities are because not everybody knows about them. This may help you get started thinking about those things. If you want more about different areas, you can check out some things we've written. The ones that, if you want to know about antitrust, there's one on antitrust by Professor May. There's sort of
business and bankruptcy. You know, Walter?
Yeah. Professor Efros has written, so if you click on these things, it gives you more resources and things to think about. And I also wrote one. Professor Bennett wrote one, but it's not that relevant to you yet. It's about taking clinics, which you can't do quite yet. But we'll talk about all that very soon. And Professor Abramowitz, who runs one of the clinics, will talk about that eventually. But in terms of sort of general orientation, I wrote something that's really geared towards choosing courses, which again is a little too soon for you. Not by much, but a little. But if you look at what I wrote, I realize you can't see this, but the whole first section here, and I tried to write this in a very accessible way, this says, stuff you need to know. And what it does is it explains like the difference between commercial law and corporate law, which weirdly enough in a lot of places are sort of different areas of practice. They're all in the same big practice group, but there's some people who do more of the sort of lending commercial, and there's some people who do more of the mergers and acquisitions, and some people who do more of the corporate and securities. And, you know, as a new person, for most of you, I imagine, you're like, those are separate. This sort of explains those things to help you just begin to get oriented to that sort of stuff. Eventually, when you get around to choosing courses, you can either use those resources or we, along with the rest of the law school, use this interactive tool to help you think about courses. It's called the Pathways Program, and Pathways, you can go straight to the Pathways from the homepage. This is what it looks like. The way I know how to get to it is you can go through our curriculum site and go to the Pathways tool. Just to click there, and then you click on business law, and this starts breaking things down for you, and it explains the difference between, you know, what the UCC, that's Uniform Commercial Code, hopefully everybody knows that, courses do, what the securities regulation courses do, and so on. And then you get these various areas of practice. So you think, well, maybe commercial law and bankruptcy, and then that's going to break down again. You want to do corporate and securities, you can go back to corporate and securities. And that will give you different courses, sort of foundational courses, key electives, experiential, that's things like clinics or externships or field placements, all that sort of stuff. Okay, so that's all by way of background. Now, we can put that back up if we need to, but let's let Professor Brodwick introduce herself and say whatever you want to say. Just so you know, what I'm planning to do is talk about what the faculty practice group did last semester, what we're planning this coming semester, particularly the stuff that's relevant to 1Ls, and particularly the thing coming up January 22nd. Then take their questions.
And did anybody not get snacks before I ever sent this to them?
There were no Doritos.
There were, somebody got to them first. I'm Nancy Bromowitz. I know some of you. I see some contract folks here. I teach in the general commercial area. I teach contracts. I run our tax clinic, and I also teach pension law, which is a combination of tax, labor, and advanced contract law. It's all about different kinds of promises. With Professor Snyder, I'm here to help you as part of the business faculty law group. Think about developing your careers, think about developing your curricular choices. Personally, I think everybody ought to be taking many of these courses, even if you're interested in international human rights, and civil rights, and anything else, because you need to understand how the world runs. We will be having curricular advising sessions where you can learn about courses, you can learn about different things. There are going to be a number of programs. Professor Snyder will continue with that. I want to offer one piece of advice to you, which is not unique to the business faculty, but I think is one I would recommend as not only a professor, but as a consumer of legal education. I've had kids go through law school. Find somebody, find a professor, find more than one professor. Make yourself known and take advantage of personal relationships, because I think that's one that most of the faculty is very willing to engage in, and I think you will find it personally rewarding and helpful in terms of winnowing down choices for courses to take, as well as career guidance going forward. So I know I, for one, am available. Professor Snyder is wonderful about doing that. And see if you can find somebody whose interests coincide with yours and is willing to be there to listen. I don't mean daily for phone calls, but somebody who gets to know you, who can write a recommendation for you, who can answer questions for you. We're here for you.
Okay. I totally agree. So let me just continue with these very basic things, and then we'll get your questions and find out what y'all are interested in and who you are and stuff like that. So the first thing, I have instructions, which I'm following. So instruction number one is, if you haven't signed up for the Business Law Faculty Practice Group and you're interested in business law, sign up. And does anybody not know how to sign up?
You got seven.
I knew this was going to happen. I emailed Brendan, Professor Smith, and said, if I'm supposed to tell them how to sign up, how do they sign up? And she said, well, they've all been told.
I was in the elevator for an hour and a half on a rainy day in December.
And it's like, well, I don't know how.
Okay, so this is con law.
Yeah, we'll erase that.
While you're doing that, it's really important to sign up because, for example, if one of us gets wind of a job or a summer opportunity or an externship that is unique to the business group, you might get it through career services, but if you miss it there, you're going to get it because we're going to ask Mr.
Garcia. Let's go with
Garcia to send it out to all of you. So do sign up.
Okay. So the key part here is go/PGR, which I guess means practice groups. Go PGR.
Can you close your P off? It looks like a Russian R. Sort of. Excellent. Didn't want somebody to miss it.
So sign up, and we do send out some opportunities, especially sort of fast-breaking ones. We're trying not to duplicate what OCPD is doing, so don't depend just on this. But opportunities that come up, sometimes we email them this way, sometimes we email events, other things that may well be relevant to you. And the other way, so I'm just going to tell y'all. If you're signed up for the business law practice group, I sort of feel like, you know, there's the business law faculty practice group. So there's a faculty group that does business law. If you're signed up, then we sort of think you're one of ours, right? And we want to do what we can, essentially, to look after you. Now, you really, the ball's in your court. We will have these events. We hope to get to know you. Hopefully, you will come see us, meet us one-on-one, stuff like that. But, you know, we do what we can for you. If you're not signed up, it's not that we don't care. It's just, you know, you're not part of the people we're trying to look after. We don't know you exist, which is okay. You know, you want to be anonymous, and, you know, it's less work for me. But really, we want to help you, and this is how we know you're interested in business law. Okay, so that's the sign-up piece. If you want an idea of what the faculty practice group does, is it's not quite the same as the business law program. I showed you some stuff about the business law program. The faculty practice group is really about finding jobs, and it's about careers, and that is its clear focus. Jobs, jobs, jobs. And so what we did last semester, and this was really geared more towards upperclassmen, was we had a four-part series. And the first one was exactly about what Professor Abramowitz mentioned. It was called Find a Mentor, Meet a Mentor. And what we did was we got a bunch of the business law faculty, put them in a room at a small table, and we invited everybody, all the students, to come in. And we had little, like, signs and said, you know, like, I do commercial law and international business law. And you could go to somebody who does tax, you could go to somebody who does corporate and securities, etc. And you could go meet somebody if you didn't already know them. And especially for the 2Ls, that was important. The 3Ls hopefully knew these people from classes already. But the idea is you want to get going soon. And so you need to find somebody, find a mentor, meet a mentor, and I could put it back up. I don't think I need to. If you go to the Business Law Program website and go over to the left banner and click on faculty, all the Business Law faculty will come up with our pictures. But what you're really interested in is what areas we do, and that's listed. And so you want to find somebody who does bankruptcy. Like, who are the bankruptcy people? We have two of them, and you'll find that out. Just put control left bankruptcy, and, you know, it comes right up. And you can find out a little bit more about us. So anyway, that was one event. Then we had an externship fair that was specific to business law. There's a big externship fair that y'all probably know about that's really huge and that's about everything. But in the fall we had one for upperclassmen that was just about business law externships. Then we had a curricular advice session called Choosing Business Law Courses with Jobs in Mind. And so we could tell you, and again, this was more geared to the upperclassmen, we could tell the students, look, no promises, but you know, I hear there are jobs in this area. And SEC, everybody wants to go to the SEC. If you want to go to the SEC, yes, you do have to take securities regulation. And that alone is probably not enough. And here are some other courses in advanced securities regulation, which maybe you wouldn't have figured out on your own or just from the course title. So curricular advice, but again, focused on jobs. And then our fourth was we got a bunch of alumni in who work in business law, and they gave a little spiel, answered some questions. Mr. Garcia ran that, and then they were there to answer the questions from the students. So I think some of you were at that.
And also to review resumes for you if you want, which was a big thing.
Right. That was often what we started with the find a mentor, meet a mentor, was say, okay, let's see your resume and then say, work on it with you. And often the idea there was not to do full-on resume review, which often can take a little while and really talk to you, but really just to meet you and then say, follow up in our office where we can, instead of having 15 minutes, what we can take half an hour and sit down and go through it, find out what you're interested in, what you want to do, and try to start giving some good advice. So that's what we did last semester. We have various things planned for this semester. We also are trying to be conscious not to over-program. There are two things going on here, and I really want to be candid with you about this. Sometimes there's this sort of competition. It's like, okay, well, that practice group is having all these events, so we better have all these events. So we did. But I got to tell you, some programs, do they really work to get you a job? I'm not so sure. Now, I don't want to have programs that are not effective. And we're all over-programmed and over-busy. I want to avoid that. So some of what I'm really trying to push is what I think is more effective and more individualized. But it does mean you have more responsibility. You can't just show up at lunch. You may have to email us and say, can I come see you? At a certain point, we may email you, but you can't depend on that. So the first event we have for you, and this is focused on 1Ls, is January 22nd, lunchtime, so noon, like 1:20, room 101, I think. That's not confirmed yet because the class schedule isn't, and they're still moving rooms and stuff. But once that settles out, I think this will get confirmed. So, and in any case, that's when it is. And we're going to have this event for the faculty practice group aimed at 1Ls. And it has three main topics. One is, this turns out to be news to a lot of people. You need to make a plan for how you're going to get a job. And if you don't do that, then it's sort of, a little bit of this, a little bit of that. And so we'll talk a little bit about how to make your plan, which involves things like getting your resume done, getting your resume reviewed, getting it out, talking to the right people so you find out where the jobs might be that you might not otherwise uncover, all those sorts of things that you can't do all at once. And you need a plan for getting them done, when you're going to get them done, what timing makes sense, that sort of stuff. Then we're going to talk about what seems to be called career trajectories in business law. I didn't know what that meant. What that means is there are a number of ways to pursue business law as a career. Probably the most obvious one to lots of people is to go into a big law firm and represent big institutional entities. And we do that. We have students who are doing that, and that's great. And that's what I did. That's what Professor Abramowitz did. So I don't want to take away from that. But that is not it. We have lots of students who do business law in the government. Okay? What does the Federal Reserve do? They do banking law. That is part of business law. What does the Consumer Financial Protection Board do? The CFPB? They do business law.
Protects people from big business.
Huh?
Protects people from big business.
Well, and they regulate big business. So we have people going into those jobs, lots of them. The Securities and Exchange Commission, the Commodities Future Trading Commission, CFTC, etc. Lots of agencies essentially regulate businesses. Okay, we have lots of students going there. That is business law too. That's a career trajectory. What should now be obvious to you is all those businesses need lawyers to deal with all that regulation. Some of that will happen with outside counsel, the people in the law firms we were just talking about. But a lot of that will happen in-house. And so there's the in-house route that you may go. Realize another branch of business law is the people on the other, if you think of a B2P or B2C transaction, business to consumer, who's on the other side of that? Consumers. And yes, there is consumer law. That's what the CFPB is all about. There's lots of other consumer law. The businesses, the banks, they have people in-house to deal with what they generally call compliance with all of that. So anyway, you're getting the idea. There's a lot more career trajectories in business law than might appear at first. And then the last piece is maybe a little academic advising, say, light. Stuff about what courses you're going to want to take, what courses everybody should take, what courses to take if you're interested in this, if you're interested in that. Not very much of that, but just a little bit of orientation in that regard. The reason just a little bit of orientation in that regard is another event we will do, and the date for this is not yet set, but before pre-registration starts April 7th, we will have a curricular advising session, which maybe we'll call Choosing Business Law Job Courses with Jobs in Mind Again, or maybe we'll come up with some catchier title. But the idea is advise you as you're pre-registering for your 2L, right before you pre-register for your 2L classes, what you're going to want to take if you're interested in business law. So we'll have a dedicated program on that. Okay. Any questions for Professor Bromowitz?
I'm here. I'm available. My door is open. And if anyone's interested in tax, pension, labor law, I'm available to talk about it. Take care.
Thanks, Nancy. Okay, so, and then the last thing to mention is there are lots of things that we can't duplicate, don't want to duplicate. Externships, OCPD, experiential opportunities. Opportunities Day will highlight, or Opportunities Week will highlight some of those things. So there's lots of stuff that we can help guide you to, which you may not have discovered yet. But the main thing is that we're interested in engaging with you and helping you find a job. So that's my song and dance, and that's the end of that. So, questions, thoughts? Yeah?
I'm interested in labor law. How much of that is in the business?
Yeah, so we do try to cover that. If you know what when you say labor, you mean labor and employment, or really just labor?
Employment.
Okay. Yes, we try to include the labor and employment piece because obviously there's a big piece of that, you know, that's, businesses are very concerned with that. And the person to talk to about that, depending on what you're most interested, but I'd start with Professor Carl, Susan Carl, And so this is, that's a great question, easy for me to answer. Any of you who for some reason aren't asking the question right now, if you click on the, go to the Business Law Program site, click on faculty, and if you searched employment, Professor Carl would come up. So that's the...
I think she's teaching con law this year, so some of you may have her.
Other questions, thoughts?
Things you want to talk about?
Okay, so in the front row.
What's your name, please?
Lisa.
Lisa. Lisa, okay.
Are all the classes listed going to be available every semester?
No. So if you go to that page with all those courses, a few of them are offered every semester, not many. I'd say most are offered every year. Some are offered every other year. If you're all JDs, the idea is if it's offered every other year, everybody can take it. But some of them are pretty specialized, so we don't get large enough classes if we offer them every single year. Ms. Fleisch.
Where do government contracts fit in? Would that be under administrative law? Or
well, both. We
do have government contracts, and you will find it on that page.
We've tried to be inclusive enough so that if you want to find it and it's related to business law, you'll be able to find it there. I should say one other thing about that. For several years now, I've said to students, we try to offer everything that a student could reasonably want if they're interested in business law. We're a fairly big law school. Most law schools can't do that. We can do that, or at least we have been able to do that. And if you think there's a course that you want to take and you can't find it, you should let me know, and either I will help you find it or say, oh, it's got a bad title, but this is the course, and it does cover that. I may say, well, I don't think you really want to take that, and we don't offer it, although I can't ever remember having said that, but I regard that as possible, depending on what you ask me. Or if it's something that I think is really important and we don't have, then I will get it, or at least I will do my best, and I haven't failed yet. There are two or three courses I know of that we're working on getting. No student has figured it out that we don't have it so far, and I'm not telling you. So I really try to be very conscious to make sure that we offer everything that anybody could want. And the catalog, can y'all don't know this yet, the course catalog is, if you ask me, totally unusable. So that's why we sort of did our own. Yeah?
How important do you think a background in business is to take those classes?
You don't need one. They are designed so you don't need one. People ask me this a lot. I should have maybe said something. Some of you may know. Do you want to guess what I majored in as an undergraduate?
Mr. Garcia knows.
All right, tell him. Medieval history. Where I went to college, they didn't offer business courses to undergraduates. There was all this snobbery about a liberal arts education, and you were not, it's like, you want to major in accounting? No, that's not appropriate. I had pretty much nothing. And that's true of lots of people. It's not that knowing business isn't important. It actually is really important, but it's not too late. You can pick up what you need to. We offer almost everything you need right here in the law school. Depending on what you want to do, there may be one or two things you have to pick up at the business school or something. But I teach secure transactions. I think business is incredibly important. But I got to assume you're coming in having been a medieval history major, right? And I may ask you, when the War of the Roses ended, but 1485. I'll try to teach you the rest. Yeah.
I'm doing the JD MBA.
Yeah.
On main campus. I was wondering, are there certain classes in the law school that kind of tie into what you should be taking? I don't get to pick classes over there either.
Right.
They have a schedule set. Are there certain classes?
Well, you will get to choose classes here. It's just you don't as a 1L.
Right. Well, no. At the business school, you don't.
It's right. Right.
Classes. So are there certain classes in the law school that tie in with the MBA, whereas it really doesn't matter? You can kind of just follow your path here.
I don't want to say it doesn't matter. I wouldn't take too many.
The courses not in business law are not going to tie in all that well. Courses in business law should tie in reasonably well. But it's not like, if you're doing the JD MBA, you should do this or that in any sort of curricular sense. Are you in the JD MBA club?
Yeah, I signed up for it, yeah.
Okay. So you should go to those events, and then the reason that's really good is talk to the upperclassmen who've been through it and find out what they think. Just ask Mark Wade or ask, whoever, because there is a certain amount of student intelligence that no doubt is probably pretty good. This meshed really great. But the idea is the business law courses ought to work reasonably well in general. It also depends on what you're interested in. MBA, that's sort of broad. If what you're really interested in finance, you're really interested in finance, obviously you should take corporate finance and secure transactions. If you're really interested in marketing, then you're going to be more interested in trademark. So, but that's sort of common sense, I guess, right? Other questions? And what I was supposed to. All right. If you want to come up and introduce yourself, I'm not going to remember most of your names. Some of you I know, but I'd like to, it helps, right? Every hit helps. So if you want to say hello, I'd welcome that, but you don't have to.